The occupiers keep terrorizing civilians. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Ukraine's president says about Russia's latest barrage that hit his country overnight as most people slept.
More than 80 Russian missiles and 8 drones were involved in this onslaught, described by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as miserable tactics.
Some missiles were shot down, but others hit infrastructure, knocking out power, also hitting residential buildings.
In the western city of Lviv, at least 5 people were killed, with others thought trapped under rubble.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. North Korea test launched one missile following warnings to the U.S. and South Korea about expanded joint military drills in Israel. Protests across the country as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits, prompting him to move the meeting site with Prime Minister Netanyahu, whose moves to overhaul Israel's judicial laws sparked the demonstrations. 3 police officers are in a Los Angeles hospital, stable, expected to survive, after being shot last night following a standoff with a drug suspect.
Los Angeles issued a citywide tactical alert in response to the shooting. The suspect, who was on parole, is dead, and police say there is no longer a threat in the area.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the CEO of Norfolk Southern, will testify at the Senate this morning, expected to apologize for the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, vowing the railroad will clean up and pay affected residents. In a House hearing into the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, a Marine sergeant testified, Tyler Vargas Andrews, describing attempts to stop a suspected ISIS terrorist they feared was going to attack Kabul's crowded airport.
We asked him if we could shoot. Our battalion commander said, and I quote, "I don't know," end quote. Myself and my team leader asked very harshly, "Well, who does? Because this is your responsibility, sir." He again replied he did not know, but would find out. We received no update and never got our answer. Eventually, the individual disappeared. To this day, we believe he was a suicide bomber.
And that bombing ended up killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghan civilians. America's listening.
You discover you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name. With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
There is a manhunt in Mexico for a drug kingpin, Jose Laquena Garcia, accused of orchestrating the attack on Americans kidnapped Friday. 2 were killed. The other 2 have since been freed and returned to the U.S.
Mexico announced a $2.5 million bounty on Garcia, who is the leader of a Gulf cartel faction that has been operating in Matamoros since 2015.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Republicans in Congress want the U.S. to declare drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations. Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox,
"We need to go on offense and use every asset that we have to start dismantling and taking them down."
Now, that might be an issue discussed this morning at a House hearing into worldwide threats. The director of national intelligence will be there, along with the heads of the CIA and the FBI, the day after they also testified at the Senate. FBI Director Christopher Wray focused on cyber threats from countries like Russia, North Korea, and China.
"We need to be working more and more closely with the business community to try to build resilience. I think there have been a lot of progress that's been made, but we need to make more."
Speaking of China, there was a House hearing into COVID origins.
Some Republicans, like Chairman Brad Wenstrup, accused Dr. Anthony Fauci of trying to discredit the theory that COVID originated in a lab in China.
"Dr. Fauci said the lab leak theory was a shiny object that will go away in time."
Some Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, say there's still a lot of questions surrounding COVID that need to be investigated politics-free. He believes much of what he calls the failed pandemic response still falls on former President Trump.
"No finding will ever exonerate or rehabilitate Donald Trump."
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly ahead of today's trading. It's conference tournament time in college basketball pre-March Madness. 3 teams won their conference championships to get automatic bids to the NCAA tournament next week. Texas, Corpus Christi, Montana State, and Colgate. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois Supreme Court agreeing to an accelerated hearing schedule for the state's appeal of a ruling related to the state's assault weapon ban. The state's high court's going to hear oral arguments during its May term. Ruling comes after Macon County judge ruled last Friday the ban violates the Illinois Constitution. Head of the Illinois Department of Corrections stepping down. IDOC Director Rob Jeffries leaving his position April 1. He led the Illinois correctional system since June of 2019, overseeing 29,000 individuals in 27 facilities across the state and supervising nearly 13,000 employees. Illinois Emergency Management reminding residents that March is severe weather preparedness month. Illinoisans should be prepared for severe weather. Severe weather preparedness including gathering information and supplies to prepare for a loss of electricity or evacuating your neighborhood. As we all know, severe weather, nothing to mess with. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. It is March Madness, and Illinois plays tonight, 6:30. 5:30.
Yep, Penn State.
We are 3.5-point favorites. Wow.
Okay.
They beat us twice. Right. 27
it's
points.
It's hard to win three times.
Yeah,
right?
But they're, yeah. Okay, let's go. Go online. Weather brought to you this morning by Mattex.
Mattex service you by the AC and the furnace is free. Call 217-355-9700 to hear the deal. Mattex, feel the difference.
Meteorologist Greg Solier with a cloudy start to our March 9. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir and madam. And and if you are moving and heading and going northbound to the United Center for Basketball, pay heed to the winter weather advisories in through DuPage and Cook County. 2 to 4 inches. That snow will get going during the late afternoon, early evening, maybe just a little before tip-off. And you may have something to have to sweep off your car here after victory later on this evening. So plan accordingly on your travels once you get to about the I-80 corridor on northward. We won't be in any of that wittery nonsense around here. More rain, some gusty winds, but paling in comparison from that big storm of last week. And another example that, yeah, severe weather season and month and week, and we can still get that stuff any time of the year. 37 at Willard and Savoy right now. Ogden St. Joe checks in at 38, 35 at Rantoul, 36 over at Danville, 35 Bloomington Normal, up to 46 today, and afternoon rain showers will break out. East wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Couple of rounds of rain before midnight tonight. Breezy, 36 tomorrow. Fair but cloudy, maybe a sprinkle early and late, and a high temperature up near 41 on a gusty southwest to west wind. Partly sunny, 42 on Saturday. Chillier for the weekend. We may get into a little snow rain system. No big deal on it, but might have to run the wiper blade a couple of times Sunday at 38, 37. A cold, sprinkly Monday. We'll head back to near 40 Tuesday in the 40s the second half of next week, and then there's more rain ahead over next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Nicoli Ambrose, nice to have you back. How are you?
Stevie J, great to be with you.
Great to be with you. State of Maryland. She is the only Republican in that state. Congratulations for hanging in there for so long. It's not easy. Not easy being you.
You know, we have to make it fun somehow.
You know, my nephew visited Boston, and he said it was pretty bad, you know, kind of Seattle-like, in the sense that there was a lot of homelessness, some businesses were boarded up. What's your opinion?
She's in Maryland. She's in Maryland. She's the star. Are you in Baltimore?
I'm in Baltimore.
Okay, sorry about that. Never mind.
But Baltimore's had all kinds of issues, haven't they?
Right.
You know, and yeah, speaking of the only Republican here, yeah, we haven't had a Republican elected to city council since 1939. You know, folks, competition might help. Just saying.
Yeah.
Mix it up a little.
Okay.
So the border is a dumpster fire. You can't argue. Yes. But then again, I'm hearing that it's secured. What in the world?
No,
Nicoli, the you know, the whole thing about if you show Capitol January 6th, photos and videos, the people that are set in their way saying you're just lying, Fox is making this up. Mm-hmm. And so how do you even discuss it when your eyes are showing you something that you've never seen before and you go, wait a minute, if the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys, why didn't they stop it? Why didn't we reinforce? Why didn't we have people in like the president had requested? And that's just an example. We're talking about the border. It's a sieve. We have 4 or 5 million people that have come through in the Biden administration. It's not any good because there's so many bad things happening with sex slaves and fentanyl and drugs and people we don't know anything about. We wouldn't take the front door off of our house. Why would we do that with our country?
Exactly. This is the greatest humanitarian crisis in our country's history. We have had over 7 million people come into this country since Biden took office. We, just in the past year, have 1.2 million gotaways. We are looking at, just since Biden also took office, 155 arrests at our border from people on the terror watch list. What was it under his predecessor? 11 for an entire term. We are setting ourselves up for our own doom. This is, and why would you do this to people? We are not in control of our border. The Mexican government isn't in control of our border, but do you know who is? The Mexican cartels. It's a $14 billion a year industry because you cannot get across unless you pay the cartels a minimum of $7,000 per person. And guess what? If you don't have that on you, and it can go up to $14,000 per person, by the way, if you don't have it on you, then you are their indentured servants doing their bidding in America. Why on earth would we do this to women? Why would we do this to children? Why would we do this to families? It is the most inhumane, unthinkable thing we could do. And here we have, I'm sorry, the left claiming this is America, you know, being great and giving people and welcoming them to our land of opportunity. No, we are setting them up for death and destruction. This is absolutely disgusting.
We have a text in. The greatest humanitarian crisis in our country is rampant homelessness, mental illness, and poverty. It's not the border. How about a whole bunch of the border happening to be homelessness and all this other poverty? Where are they going? What are they doing? How are we paying for everything? It's all mixed together. We've got a mental health issue in this country for sure.
All true. And then, you know what, with a recent abduction we had south of the border and the two men who turned up dead because they were confused, lo and behold, the second they crossed the border with some people involved in the drug trade. I'm glad finally some people's eyes are opened about this. But how about the 230,000 Americans who have died from fentanyl poisoning since 2020? And the problem with this is it's doubling year over year. So out of those 230,000 people who died with this poison coming over our southern border, 110,000 of those deaths were just in the past year. So this problem is nearly exponentially increasing at this rate. So what the Biden administration has done, all of a sudden, not like they might have a credibility problem here, but right, we had Title 42. And there was a Trump policy saying, we've got a global pandemic. If you try to come here, we're sending you back. And Biden administration repeatedly tried to get rid of it. It's been kept alive by the courts. But then all of a sudden, February 21st, before this, you know, lovely car full of four people abducted and two of them murdered, the Biden's proposed rule says it's going to force migrants to apply for asylum from their home country while expelling those who try to enter the U.S. unlawfully from Mexico. And it's kind of like the transit rule of Trump, which says, you know, let's say you're coming from Nicaragua. If you're a migrant and you stop in a country that's safe, that is deemed safe on your way to the U.S., then we will send you back to that safe country. But do we believe them?
I don't know how it stops or slows. Do you?
Well, believe it or not, they are saying that once they started to announce this, that border crossings have decreased 40% starting in January when they announced it. But it is also winter. You know, there are so other factors. But the problem is with Biden, whether it's on the, you know, international stage, whether it's with our border, just no one has any respect that they have meddled to enforce or maintain a decision or policy.
Well, we'll see. But it's just very... very sad what's happened because you have no idea the impact this is going to have on our country over the years. And yeah. I have zero problems with people coming to America as long as they follow the rules and fill out some papers. What the heck?
Exactly. Welcome. Come on over. We're a country of migration, but it's got to be legal migration.
Absolutely.
If you can't follow the first law to get here, how do we have any faith you're going to follow any other law?
Yeah. All right, Nicole, how can people find you?
NicoleeAmbrose.com, NicoleeUSA on Facebook and Insta, and NicoleeAmbrose at Twitter.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Great chatting.
ESPN 93.5, we jump to our morning sports. It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen. Win or go home.
That's right. In the Big Ten tournament yesterday, Ohio State takes down Wisconsin 65-57. Minnesota over Nebraska 78-75. So that sets up today's events. Starting out with Rutgers and Michigan at 11, Ohio State and Iowa at 1:30. Then we've got our number 10, Penn State, taking on number 7, Illinois at 5:30, Minnesota and Maryland tonight at 8. It's always fun to watch the games at Pia, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, as you're wearing your orange and blue today. I know I am. So should we hear about some of the
Let's set some more time.
Okay.
I got Matthew Meyer talking to Jeremy Warner on his Illini Inquirer podcast.
I like that audio.
And he's got a little extended Matthew Meyer. Just got to get this in for you because it'll give you an idea. You know, he calls himself goofy. And he's certainly unique and kind of matter of fact about, you know, his philosophy of the game.
But absolutely.
He'll be as unique a player as we've ever had. I can't wait to get Brad Underwood in a private moment in July and just ask him about Matthew Meyer.
Sounds good.
It's gonna Vegas has the odds of a head shaking Brad Underwood in reflecting on the year is pretty high.
That's
it's
right.
The head shaking kind of circumstances with Sky Clark leaving, the injuries we've had with Terrence and now Jaden Epps. Just the season. That's a season. Everybody goes through stuff. But Matthew Meyer has, with the monster drinks and the fasting and the keto diet and all the things. It's just
and the haircut, too.
It's
the
mullet action. And mullet is back now because he has a deal with Sports Clips.
Okay.
So he's talking about letting the bull ride.
Well, and he got some DMs from Monster, and I think when he was facing the press after his caffeine poisoning that he set two of them in front of him.
Yeah, two Monster drinks.
Pretty much bring it.
Yeah, he was 720 whatever grams over what you're supposed to have when you have a max out caffeine day. He blew that out of the water.
Right.
He's lucky he's okay.
I know. And enlightening for a lot of parents who have teenage sons who do oftentimes energy drinks and video games and binge all of that.
Yeah, right.
So good message to everybody.
So we got the Matthew Meyer coming up.
Sounds good. Tuscola Warriors. We had head coach Justin Bozarth on, and it's such a great interview with him. And Lante and Derek Piper talked with him later in the afternoon about this game against Skills Mound at the State Farm Center. 11:45 today. I know Tuscola is having a pep rally, and the doors will open at 8 for that. It starts at 8:20. Go Warriors.
Yeah, rooting for you all the way. Tuscola in the Final Four for the very first time. Let's check our weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got their job fair today with all the different selections of jobs that you can have this summer or year-round on the grounds as a camp counselor, as an assistant, as a lifeguard. It's after 5 at the Phillips Recreation Center. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All right, got a Stever. Stand by. We'll tell you about Stever today. Don't go away.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana and Vis Saturday. Next late season storm system gathering strength and through the plains. It'll be heading our way with rain this afternoon. This system certainly much weaker from the one of late last week, but there are winter weather advisories as close in as Chicago back west towards the Quad Cities for a few inches of snow and some ice too. Here it's just rain this afternoon at 46 and a gusty east wind. Couple of rounds of rain early on tonight. Breezy low down to 36. Tomorrow, a couple of sprinkles early and late. Much of the day dry, variable cloudy, breezy, high up near 41, down to 25. A bit of a colder air mass moves in here for tomorrow night, and a chilly Saturday, partly sunny, 42. A little bit of a rain snow mix in here on Sunday with a high temperature up near 38. Sprinkles in the afternoon Monday at 38 as well. Will be in the upper 30s on Tuesday, moderate back in the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday, and signs of another wet system in here for late next week. Maybe a little snow to precede on Thursday. High temperature up around 45 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Now we know where people were spending their money in the holiday season. Shares of BJ's Wholesale Club are rallying after its better-than-expected earnings for the holiday quarter. Sales at existing stores were up 9.8%. BJ says it had a record year, and now it expects this year's earnings to be flat. Hugo Boss, the German luxury brand, expects modest sales growth this year, and it sees business growing the most in the Asia-Pacific region. Hugo Boss is substantially raising its dividend. Its profit last year was up more than 50%. JP Morgan Chase is suing its former executive Jess Staley over his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. An unnamed woman has alleged that JP Morgan aided Epstein's sex trafficking by allowing Epstein to remain a client. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We crossed the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We have a program called Stever. This is the program where I, Stevie J, incredibly give out my money for you to spend at a wonderful business. You have two requirements. You get the process started or eat the food or whatever it is within a week. And then you fill your survey out. And that's it.
So our listeners love this.
Well, I mean,
why wouldn't they?
Handing you money.
Yeah.
Our friend Mike Turner's at Carpet Weavers, our wonderful business of the day. The question isn't about Carpet Weavers, Mike. It's, can Penn State beat me three times?
Right.
Carpet Weavers, flooring, furniture, and family, Stevie. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, but Penn State can't beat me three times. We're favored, by the way. We're favored by 3.5.
We're going to get it.
Come on,
we
let's
need
go.
This one.
Come on.
We need this
gotta
one.
Get to
we gotta have this. And
we,
I like to,
we got it.
We're gonna get this one. I like to set up going into the next one after that, and then we'll take our chances. But we got you can't get beat three. That doesn't happen. That's the old sports rule. Let's get it.
Come on, let's go.
That's right. Way to go, Mike. Well, go Illini.
What does Brad Underwood say? I can peel the paint off the locker room, but I can't play for him or something like that.
There you go.
I want to auction off that trash can, whatever game that was.
Yep.
It kind of took the beating at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's Mike Turner, Carpet Weavers. Tell people what you guys are.
What we are is a 35-year anniversary flooring business, Stevie, but we also have furniture. I don't think everybody knows that. We've done a lot with furniture in the last 10 years. It's a part of what we do in most of our showrooms. Some of them are smaller around the state, but in Champaign, where you're at, we've got plenty of furniture for you to come see. And our new campaign this year is flooring, furniture, and family, because that's how we work, that's how we live, that's how we operate with you. You become part of the family when you're a customer of ours.
Well,
so,
you guys,
flooring, furniture, and family.
You put in my new master bedroom floor, and Angel and his team were wonderful. I've got to fill a survey out here because it was,
yes, you do,
really good. Really good. And so fast. How come Stevie J can't do it that fast? Those guys are unbelievable how good they are. Man.
Don't quit your day job, Stevie. I mean, we need you doing what you're doing.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
We can get you, you know, we can get you doing this, but, you know, we always need good installers. So if you want to learn, come on out. We'll get you started. But I think you need to stick with what you're doing.
Here's what Angel would tell you if I was on his team. Two words. I quit. Okay? So you don't want to. you don't want me. Anyway, it's great to have Mike on. We're going to give out $500 to spend at Carpet Weavers, $500 to go in there and get a project started or whatever you want to use your $500 for.
And we
got some really nice response from you guys, by the way, because you got, I kind of report to Mike Turner about his report card, so to speak, huh?
He does. We've got some great surveys back from you. We appreciate that feedback from all the Stever customers, and we try to take care of them. We take care of all of them, but we're really taking care of the Stevers out there for you.
You really do a good job. I'm just going to randomly grab one of these surveys.
Okay, I haven't, sounds good.
Please explain to these. Please rate your overall experience at Carpet. Excellent. Please explain. Our sales rep, Sydney, was very patient and helpful. I would recommend her services if you're looking for flooring. Friendly staff, excellent. Trusted reputation, excellent. Shopping experience showroom, excellent. Satisfaction with purchase, excellent. Our installers, John, rocked it. Who's John?
John Owens, I believe. We got a couple of Johns. I got to know a little bit more, but John Owens has been with us a long time.
He said very...
John does rock it. So.
Very polite, timely, informative, not to mention his excellent quality and craftsmanship. So you guys got it going on, and Stevie J is giving you $500 to spend there. You can go get a project going. And you got wonderful people to help. Jason's been very patient with us. I thought he did a great job as well.
Well, and to me, Mike, I know we talked about that. That's what she said. Set being brought to you by Carpet Weavers, and I was experiencing that. Gorgeous. And Michael, usage can really help you when it comes to the design if you have no clue about your room, right?
Yes, Michael's busy doing a lot of stuff for us, but if Michael, you know, can find some time in his busy schedule to help you out. He can design with the best of them. Mm. He does a lot of stuff with that. And that's what she said, project that he's really involved in has been a great thing. I think Danville is coming up next. We just got done with Uncle Don Champagne, Bloomington, and Peoria. Danville's coming up real soon,
nice.
I think at the end of the month. In fact, Michael's going over there with Sydney, as a matter of fact. Sydney's participating with one.
Yeah.
That you mentioned, Stevie, and they're working on the set design at the theater in Danville. So it's a great project we're glad to be a part of.
So you're telling me that Michael Usage set the stage at Virginia for...
Yes.
Because I noticed, I loved it.
Right.
All the chairs there, he did that.
And
huh?
the lighting and the way the look just comes together.
Yeah.
So 616 West Markerview Drive in Champaign.
Okay, so Mike Turner, he's a great Cardinal fan, great Illini fan. Text in Carpet Weavers if you want to be in play for $500 from me to go there. That's it.
Absolutely.
Mike, all right.
Come
so will you watch the game sitting or standing? I have a hard time for big games sitting.
Oh, goodness. Now you're putting me on the spot. I guess I'll start sitting probably end up standing.
No,
it depends on how we got to watch Pickett. Obviously, Pickett's at our number. We got to watch him.
Who guards Pickett? I mean, I know we rotate, but who's the best? Because he's beaten us twice. You know, they've shot 54% on us and my defense in two games combined. 54%. What is that?
Anyway. I think you got to look at both Rodgers and Harris being a part of them. That's our dogs, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what they're called. That's our dogs.
Right.
You gotta go with those two, I think.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a rotation, like you said.
Yeah.
So.
Go line.
Get out after it.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Mike Turner, he's with Carpet Weavers. That's our offer today. I'm giving out $500, a $500 bill to go spend there.
Is this GoSteever.com or texting in Carpet
Weavers? We're texting
Weavers.
In Carpet Weavers. Text in Carpet Weavers, $500, and there's no minimum. It's just $500.
Okay.
So walk in and buy a chair, a couch, a table, a
You know you
flooring.
Got a project. It's spring.
Yeah.
You've been doing some spring cleaning. When you make the floors change, it just really makes the whole room pop.
Yep. Okay. I don't know how else I can help you people. $500. Text in Carpet Weavers if you're interested in today's Stever offer. $500 bill, no minimum, no nothing, just $500 to spend. All right, we're going to come back. You know it's Thursday. It's John Decker.
All righty.
Who is actually in California.
Oh.
So it'll be 5:30 for him when he calls here in a minute.
Okay.
Stand by. We'll be right back. It's Thursday. Illinois plays. It's 5:30 against Northwestern United Center Big Ten Tournament. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Most of us will be glued to the TV for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Wait, what? Oh, you want to be on the floor and see it up close.
I get to watch plenty of basketball. Films of us winning, losing, who we're going to play next.
I bet that footage would be clearer on an LG OLED screen.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store.
The LG OLEDs deliver the best picture for the buck.
And they're so flat to the wall.
Yeah, the Gallery Series is a step up. They mount so flat you can't see behind the TV and come with a free 5-year warranty.
That all sounds great, but it also sounds expensive.
Well, you can buy cheap, but you'll buy twice. Get the good one and it'll look great for years. You can even get 0% financing.
My My initials are LG. Maybe they want to make a trade. Anyway, I gotta go watch some of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Here's a look at local news.
Blisters on my fingers!
As well as cut spending on special interests like the pharmaceutical and oil industries, while protecting programs such as Social Security people have paid into.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Three Los Angeles police officers are shot and wounded in a standoff with a wanted parolee.
He barricaded himself and refused to surrender.
Officers encountered the individual and utilized some gas to try to comply, get compliance from the individual. Again, the suspect refused.
Assistant Police Chief Al Labrada says when officers moved in, the suspect opened fire. He's dead. The three officers in stable condition.
It's Fox's Carmen Roberts. Police have not said how that suspect died. They say one officer was shot in the stomach, one in the leg, and one in the arm. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Six-time Olympic medalist Jackie Joyner-Kersee, serving as the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign's commencement this spring. Graduation held May 13 at Memorial Stadium. Joyner-Kersee competing in four different Olympic Games in track and field. Joyner-Kersee grew up in East St. Louis, Illinois. Old Dominion's going to be performing at the Illinois State Fair this summer. Award-winning country music band will headline the Illinois Lottery Stage August 11. Old Dominion coming off a record-breaking fifth consecutive win for vocal group of the year at the 2022 CMA Awards. State Fair runs August 10th through the 20th in Springfield. Enjoy the event. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup identifying the man killed in a crash on Highway 45 near Thomasboro. Brian Shue changing a tire Monday when he was hit by a truck. Shue died from blunt force injuries to the chest. The pickup truck driver was hospitalized but is expected to survive. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois on Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next, late season weather system taking aim in our neck of the woods over the next 24 hours. Paling in comparison, a far weaker feature from last Friday. Nonetheless, some accumulating snow expected as close in as the I-80 and 88 corridor on northward into parts of the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, it'll be rain here moving in for the afternoon with high temperature about seasonal levels at 46. The east wind 15 to 25, a bit gusty. A couple of rounds of rain early on tonight, mainly before midnight, breezy low down to 36. Winds will come around into the west, diminish for the day tomorrow. That west-southwest wind will pick on up 12 to 22. A couple of sprinkles early and late and a high about 41. Some chilly air moves in for the weekend, not before partly sunny 42-degree readings on Saturday. Weekend highs in the upper 30s, or maybe a little rain-snow mix coming through the area on Sunday. Monday, couple sprinkles in the afternoon, up to 37 degrees and high temperatures from the upper 30s to mid-40s Tuesday and Wednesday. More rain the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Chisholm. Greg Solier.
It's Thursday.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, children now singing the theme. Hoping that sometime in the White House press briefing room, that'll be his ringtone someday and go
yes.
off. John Decker.
Do that.
What the heck? It's 5:34 in California. What are you doing there?
Well, Stevie, I'm out in California. My wife and I are out in California. I'm attending a board meeting. I'm on the International Tennis Hall of Fame Board of Governors, and there's a great tournament happening out here at the same time. It's called the BNP Paribas Open. It's one of the best tournaments in the world, and the best players on both the men's and women's side play in this tournament. So that's what I'm doing out in California. I'm still on East Coast time, so that's why it's easy for me to talk to you as I normally do at this time, Stevie. But it's tennis that's occupying my thoughts over the course of the next few days, not things happening in Washington.
That's a nice break for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a good break. Absolutely. You need that break, yeah. I think.
Oh, I think so. No question. Okay, so with everything going on my border, and we don't have any vaccination requirements on my southern border, why can't Novak Djokovic come and play tennis for 4 days?
Well, that's actually, it's longer than that. It's about a week and a half. That's how long this tournament is. And you mentioned Novak Djokovic. He's the number one player in the world. He's from Serbia. Obviously, he's a non-citizen. He's not an American citizen. And as a result, because he's not vaccinated, which he's proclaimed rather proudly, he cannot enter into the U.S. because of a rule that's in place, which mandates that if you are not a U.S. citizen and you are unvaccinated, you cannot come into this country. There have been efforts by politicians to get an exemption for Novak Djokovic, but no dice. President Biden not providing that exemption for the number one player in the world, and it's unfortunate for him because he is a crowd draw. He, after all, you know, I think everybody would want to see the best player in the world at this point play in this tournament. But unfortunately, he will not be here. He will not be at the Miami Open, which happens in 2 weeks. And as things stand today, unless the rule changes, he won't be at the U.S. Open, which takes place at the end of the summer.
But how do you square the fact that, you know, these tens of thousands of people coming across our border, there's no requirement there? How do we square that? It doesn't seem fair.
I don't know how you square that. That's a very good question, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense. There have been so many rules that have been put in place over the past 2 years since COVID that have not made a lot of sense. You know that, and I think a lot of people scratch their heads, you know, with the mask, not wearing a mask, and now we have this particular rule that's in place. There is a health emergency that's expiring on May the 13th, but that does not do anything for Novak Djokovic because the tournament's happening now. The Miami Open's happening in 2 weeks. These are after the Grand Slams. These are two of the biggest tournaments that there are on the men's and women's tour. And he can't obviously participate, which is frustrating, I think, for him. And it's frustrating for fans. It might be even frustrating for his fellow players because they want to play against the best. And Novak Djokovic right now is the best. He's the number one player in the world.
Okay, so budget from Joe Biden soon, right?
Yeah, it comes out today. That's what I would be doing if I was back in Washington, D.C. It's a budget proposal. It's a budget blueprint. And given the fact that it's, for the first time in his presidency, a divided Congress when he's introducing his budget blueprint, it makes it that much more unlikely that it's going to be signed, sealed, delivered to Congress and then rubber stamped by Congress. I think it's essentially dead on arrival when this budget blueprint arrives on Capitol Hill.
Okay, so the process is he proposes it. People are going to say that's wonderful. They'll say it's awful. How do they make the sausage here?
Yeah, so the way it happens is the president today in Philadelphia will unveil his budget blueprint. It will be delivered to both the House and the Senate. They will have hearings as it relates to the budget, as it relates to each department and agency that the budget covers, which is the entire federal budget. And then based upon those particular hearings, Congress will say, thank you very much for what you've proposed. Here's what we think. After all, we have the power of the purse. Here's what we think the budget should look like. Sometimes Congress comes back and says, you know what? We think that there ought to be more money that should be devoted to the U.S. military, or we think there ought to be more money devoted to helping out Ukraine in their fight against Russia. Sometimes they come back and they say there should be less money that should be devoted to, let's say, the Department of Education. So it's really up to Congress at this point. Once that budget proposal, once that budget blueprint is released by the president.
Dominion suing Fox because of the voting, is that right?
Yeah, so that trial gets underway in the middle of next month, April the 17th. It will take place in Delaware. They are suing for defamation, and it's, I think it's a $1.6 billion lawsuit that they have filed against Fox News, and we see over the course of the past few weeks of various motions, briefs that have been filed by Dominion, in which they bring up a lot of things that were happening behind the scenes, lots of emails, text messages that were happening within Fox while in the aftermath of the November 2020 election, in which some very well-known Fox executives, Fox personalities were saying there was no fraud in the 2020 election. And these claims that are being made by the president, by Sidney Powell, by Rudy Giuliani, there's just nothing there. And so that's what this lawsuit is all about, whether or not Dominion Voting Systems was defamed by Fox News. It's a high bar to reach to prove defamation, but Dominion thinks that they have the goods on Fox News. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I think there's a lot in the press generally negative toward generally conservatives. As the only lawyer on press roll, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. What is the difference between blasting Trump and blasting a business, and what is newsworthy, what isn't? It has to be injurious, but I don't know the line where you can bash somebody but not somebody else.
Well, if you're broadcasting something and you know it's not true, that is very problematic. And so there have been various texts and emails in which people like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity are saying, look, these claims are not true. There's nothing to them. There's no evidence backing up what Sidney Powell or Rudy Giuliani or even the president saying. But the two magic words as it relates to defamation, now you're asking me to put my lawyer hat on, the two magic words are actual malice, actual malice. And that's what Dominion needs to prove. That's what they need to prove to a jury and get a unanimous verdict as it relates to whether or not Fox committed actual malice in terms of the way they covered that particular story post November 2020 election. If they can prove actual malice, which is a very high bar, very rare that you can do so in a court of law, then they will prevail, and then it will be up to the jury and to decide whether or not that $1.6 billion figure is a figure that is real in terms of whether or not the damages that Dominion is claiming were actually $1.6 billion worth of damages.
Finally, the Tucker Carlson reports this week on January 6th, as horrific as the day was, and no American would like the day, I really have a lot of questions still about all that. Will we ever absolutely know the truth versus perhaps a narrative on January 6th?
Well, I think that to a large extent, we know the truth. I mean, if you know, you watched what was happening on January 6th. You've seen video associated with some of the people that were beating police officers. I don't know if you're aware of the way they being the people that entered into the Capitol, defaced offices of members of Congress, as well as just the building itself. So we know all of that. And so, look, I think that this is something that you have some Republican members of Congress, Tom Tillis, calling what Tucker Carlson showed during the first part of this week on his show BS. And you also heard the reaction coming from the White House. And it strikes me as odd. Tell me what you think, that Tucker Carlson showing this on his program, and yet it's not covered anywhere else on Fox News. He's just showing it on his show. Fox News during the daytime is not in any way highlighting what Tucker Carlson is showing on his show. It's as if it's a different network within a network.
I understand, but I know that even Republican guys are saying don't even bring it up, but I don't know why we didn't have more security. I understand this to be true, that there was some FBI infiltration into Proud Boys. And if that's the case, then they kind of knew this was something was going to happen. We could have fortified the Capitol. The president had asked for National Guard. It was denied. There's just stuff. I just really want to know the picture aftermath, just like I want to know where the virus came from. I want to know about Russia. We need the truth to really correct it, or at least learn from it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, look, I agree with you. I remember in the lead up to January 6th, if I know, and I don't have any great knowledge, even more so than you, in terms of what was going to happen on January 6th, I knew, having said that, that something bad was going to happen on January 6th, which leads me, if I'm thinking that, and I don't have any texts or emails involving the people that you're talking about, the Proud Boys, some of these groups, I would say you need to fortify the Capitol on that particular day, which, you know, it seems to me that somebody dropped the ball in terms of that.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do that? Just precautionary. Well, they don't like the look. What are you talking about? You want to protect the Capitol. I mean, you know, you can't control, even if you say, go peacefully protest at the Capitol, you can't control a mob sometimes. And there might have been bad actors in there that stirred some things up. But in any event, I hope that, you know, we're not shoved this, you know, because we're about the truth and figuring stuff out. And if you can't even question it without being castigated as some renegade right winger, you got to get to the truth no matter what, left or right. I want to know the truth.
Well, I do too. I always want to know the truth. And in terms of fortifying the Capitol, we know it's not that it was difficult, because in the aftermath of what happened in January 6th, that's exactly what they did. They did what should have been done in the days or weeks leading up to that particular day. It was easy to do. And, you know, I think that you can look at a lot of things in life with 2020 hindsight.
Yep. John Decker. Always seeking the truth, but now seeking tennis this week. And by the way, your wife's a big shot at Amtrak. I noticed the trains are really running on time. Is that because of her? I'm sure it is.
It's always.
We've been taking a lot of Amtrak back and forth from Milwaukee and stuff, and the darn thing's coming in early from the city of New Orleans, which is amazing. Anyway, tell her where to go. Okay, thank you, John Decker. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Stevie.
How come you're on all the boards and I'm on nothing? How come? What is that? I don't get it. John's so important.
What don't you get?
I'm never on any boards or anything. You're on like 9,000 boards. You're on plaques. You're all over the world. He's a worldwide figure. He's John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Always a pleasure, sir. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, talk to you next week. John Decker, live from California. All right, 747 ESPN 93.5. Let's throw it up. Let's play. We got lots going on at the State Farm Center. Our Tuscola coach was on yesterday.
Yes, he was. And we had Justin Bozarth commenting about this Warrior game against Scales Mound at 11:45.
And I said, well, how do you soak all this in? But remember, you got two more.
Right. We talked about that at practice last night. You know, this is these guys, they deserve to be spotlighted. They've earned the opportunity to have, you know, our local news stations, our radio stations, our newspapers. And they've earned the opportunity to be talked about. And we want them to have that exposure and that experience. But the first thing that we said at practice is, hey, we can't forget why we got here. And part of the reason why we got here is everybody, you know, there was nothing that nobody really had any expectations for this particular team. They just kind of did it, worked in silence for the longest time, and started to play their best basketball at the end of the year. So we got to remember, hey, that this is who we are, and this is what we're about. And with all this attention, we still got to remember what got us to this point. Oh yeah, yeah. They'll kind of send us off with the pep rally in the morning, and you know, we'll head up, and we're hoping, you know, when we walk in that place tomorrow, we're helping. The Tuscola community is going to rally around these guys and the support that we've had up to this point. But you know, that's one of the joys for us as coaches is just being able probably to see all of the fan support that we'll show up and have.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is, and what a team it is. I know in the last one, 25 points from Parker James as they took on Meridian and won 74-53, but the four overtimes is something that has come up in this journey against Altamont to get here to the semifinals. What a team, and go Warriors. And again, they are doors open in about 10 minutes in Tuscola. And then at 8:20, they've got the rally happening, the pep rally. And then 11:45 will be tip-off from the State Farm Center.
WCIX 49 has the game. So I wanted to make sure.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Scales Mound, which is less than 100 kids, I think, in that school.
What would your nickname be if you're Scales Mound? And you got... You have 20 seniors, 20 juniors, 20 sophomores, and 20 freshmen. There's 80 kids in the whole school, and they were in the Final Four last year.
Right.
So they got a really good program going up at Scales Mound near Wisconsin, I think. I think it's north.
That sounds right.
All right. Well,
so
Illinois plays tonight. 5:30 against Penn State. They beat us easily twice. Can we beat them? Let's go to the audio tape. Jeremy Warner interviewed. Wonderful. Go to the IlliniChoir.com.
You can see the podcast. By the way, I'm seeing the mascot for Scales Mountain, the Hornets.
Ooh, don't sting me. Okay, so Matthew Meyer, the mullet is back.
Well, I got to deal with Great Clips, which is pretty awesome. You can tell they did a great job. And basically, their thing is they're going hats off for March Madness. So I have this video that I just did with them where I did a hat flip. Also, I tried to make it onto this like little peg thing. But if people send in a video to Great Clips of them doing a hat flip, they have a chance to win men's and women's Final Four tickets. So I highly recommend everybody doing that so they can come see us in the Final Four. Well, the way you do it is you basically just let the bowl cut ride. Just let it get in your face.
And, a mullet.
Maybe wear a hat. Maybe wear a headband, if you will. And then once it gets long enough, then you just shave the sides and you're good to go. I just know that, like, I'm like the villain. Like, I love being the villain white guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the opposing fans hate. Like, this is how it's always been. Like, when I had the mullet and I'm like, let's say, like, I'm playing really well against your team. It's like, you're kind of laughing before. And then you're just like, oh, my gosh, I hate that guy so much. And it just adds to it. So it's, like, really fun for me.
Matthew Meyer. And about early in the season, and he really wasn't feeling good.
The first 8 games of the season, I think 6 or 7 of them, or 6 of them were at home, and I was really struggling with my health back then. So that accounts for a large portion of it. And then the Indiana game, I was sick. And then I'll just go ahead and say this. The Rutgers game, I was trying a different diet. I was trying keto, which means no carbs. And I was walking in mud that game. I've been testing out a lot of different things in my health, and most of them have been very successful. But that was a big dud. So, no more keto for me.
And then Palmer Johnson is the nutritionist.
Palmer's my guy. He's so awesome. Like, the keto diet, I didn't run by him because I thought he would be upset. But then, after the game, we thankfully won, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that cost us. But I just was like, I was on the keto diet. And he was like, dude, why didn't you just tell me? I could have helped you a lot. And then he just kind of started walking me through the science of like a lot of stuff that I needed to know. And then we started, he's so helpful. He's so informative. And then with the caffeine thing, it's like this. If I just ran this stuff by him first, none of this would happen. So I think I'm learning my lesson here. But that was just my. I mean, don't you think a nutritionist would have told me to not chug 6 monsters? But
wow,
you know, he's not at my house 24/7. Mm-hmm. But then afterwards, we talked about caffeine, and he's like 450 milligrams. If you go over that, you're starting to like poison yourself a little bit. So I went like 700 over that. So, yeah.
Couldn't get out of bed the next day. I mean, he really couldn't. And wow. I think that's kind of dangerous. Anyway, that's Matthew Meyer, 6'9", unique individual.
Yes, he is.
And we're rooting for you, Matthew.
Go Illini.
Have a fabulous postseason. Let's check weather, brought to you by Carl.
Carl, remind you, if you're not feeling good, here we had the caffeine poisoning going from Matthew Meyer there being referenced. You can stay on your couch or your kitchen table if it's the best place to see your provider with virtual visits as you bring healthcare to where you are. Schedule a virtual convenient care appointment today at mycarl.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday, next late season storm system gathering strength and through the plains. It'll be heading our way with rain this afternoon. This system certainly much weaker from the one of late last week, but there are winter weather advisories as close in as Chicago back west towards the Quad Cities for a few inches of snow and some ice, too. Here, it's just rain this afternoon at 46 and a gusty east wind. A couple of rounds of rain early on tonight. Breezy low down to 36. Tomorrow, a couple of sprinkles early and late. Much of the day dry, variably cloudy, breezy. High up near 41, down to 25. A bit of a colder air mass moves in here for tomorrow night. And a chilly Saturday, partly sunny, 42. A little bit of a rain-snow mix in here on Sunday with a high temperature up near 38. Sprinkles in the afternoon Monday at 38 as well. Will be in the upper 30s on Tuesday. Moderate back in the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday. And signs of another wet system in here for late next week. Maybe a little snow to precede on Thursday. High temperature up around 45 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Gregory. We have a Stever offer. I'm giving out $500, no strings attached, no minimum purchase to Carpet Weavers. So if you have some flooring, you want to buy a couch, they have furniture at the Carpet Weavers here in Champaign. And if you are interested in that, simply text in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255. And you'll be in play for this thing. I think I'm going to do two of these. There's $1,000 in stuff that I'm writing a check for.
If you're interested in flooring or furniture and working with family, that's what Carpet Weavers is all about. We were visiting with Mike Turner earlier today about their location at 616 West Market View and how much they can do to really make your home come together.
So just text me, Carpet Weavers, $500. That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Benjamin Franklin's. You get that. We're going to pick two people today. And you have two requirements here. You'll have to get the thing going within 7 days. You have to go in there and actually start whatever the process is, however long it takes. And then when it's done, you have to fill out a survey. How did they do? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to break for the news and be back with hour two. Emily Capano, Fox News rising star. That's next. Stand by. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design. We are a one-stop shop for your business needs. Whether you're just starting up or already in business, we can help you get your brand out there. We do everything from logo design or redesign, outdoor signage to banners, window and wall graphics, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, and more. We also provide custom racing wraps and decals. If you need anything I just mentioned, you need to get a quote from me, Kirk Lehman. Just visit us at AftershockDD.com.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.